This is Frances Baker, a member of the Tananaw Yukon Historical Society, and this morning we are going to have a visit with Minnie Tucker, an Eskimo woman who had lived here before the white people came to Alaska. With us this morning is her daughter, Edna Wilder, and Margaret Harris, another member of the Tananaw Yukon Historical Society. And we want to just visit with Minnie Tucker this morning, who is known by most people, her friends, as Grandma Tucker.
Flower, and he threw it up in the air, and it was just powder, and the children watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember about down at Rocky Point where they found this other fact?
Somebody gave him flour, sake of flour.
Uh-huh.
And open it up and taste it. New good and throw away that flour, keep that shake.
Oh,
sure. What were they going to make out of the sack, Grandma?
Use my thread.
Oh,
make pull it and thread.
Oh, use the sack for thread in sewing.
We used it in the first flour, we used that sack for thread.
Wonderful.
Instead of using you, use it that thread for sake of flour.
Very ingenious, wasn't it?
Yeah. We used to only sinew years ago before second flower came out.
That's wonderful. You sinew before the second flower came out.
I didn't see somebody talking about that turmoil flower, keep that shake, you know.
Was that strong enough to hold the skins together instead of sinew? Was that?
We used it for skin, and except and never used the heavy skin, you know. We use the sinew for macluck, you know, skin. And we use that skull skin for that flower sake of sinew.
Uh-huh.
I miss them.
Was the sinew very hard to do? Did you find that quite difficult?
Yes, very hard to do years ago. We used a white whale and a very short sinew, you know, very short one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to twist it though.
You twist
some
it?
Some of them braid it, you
uh-huh.
know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Some of them even use it for net sinew, herring net. Except when salmon use it, but that seal, real height, you know,
mm-hmm.
net.
For salmon, they use the raw height.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the senior herring net, you know.
Mm-hmm. Grandma, going back to this flower story, which I find very amusing, do you remember the first flower that you used or that your mother used?
Mm-hmm. We had some flour. Mama got some kind of iron pot, you know,
mm-hmm.
some sealing wood, rigged and galvan and bee. And the people take them.
I got the pot.
Pot and things in the, not really boot, you know, sailing boot, not Indian boot, sailing boot. Anyhow, Mama got one when the flour come and she mix it up and no freaking powder, nothing punched up and hot and boil it, we eat it that way. Then, Silver Mine got find it out up there, Fish River, and people freed it up in the skin boot, you know, my brother got boot, you know, skin boot. Freed it up there and then we keep steady money, flour, beans, you know, beans, potatoes. And I came out, boiled it up, potatoes and beans, mixed it up and like make kamamak.
Like they would make Eskimo ice cream.
Oh. Right.
Uh-huh. Together.
Uh-huh. The beans and
potatoes.
And the potatoes were mixed together.
Uh-huh. Together that we eat it.
Uh-huh.
Potatoes come and the beans come that we eat it and mix them up. And that's a mama, you know.
You say you boiled that then? How did you fix it?
Boil it first.
Boil it first and then mix
when it's done, mix them up and put in the oil, you know.
Yes, it makes it like the Eskimo ice cream, you know, it's fluffy and mashed.
Uh-huh.
And then they eat it with oil.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You should tell them about how you hid from the first white man and hid under your bed or wherever it was from the first white man.
Where was this, Grandma? Where did you see?
Rocky Point.
At Rocky Point.
I belong to Rocky Point.
Uh-huh.
Between Gulliver and Nome.
Yes.
Between
uh-huh.
Rocky
Between
Point.
Between Gulliver and Nome is Rocky
Point. Mm-hmm. Home. Before mm-hmm. white people come even mm-hmm. at home. Winter camp and summer camp. Mm-hmm. That's right, not very far, you know. Mm-hmm. Fishing camp. What is...
Oh, when you first saw the white man. He's up 30. Talk English, though.
White man come, you know, find it out. Big man up a gnome, somebody mm-hmm. find that gold up mm-hmm. there. Lots of people go up to skin food, I mean, roof food. Some lost their life.
Uh-huh.
My goodness. Even sometimes we found his children, little curses. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. stormy,
mm-hmm.
you know. Lots of lost their life up there.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go up to gnome, find that gold up there.
Yeah.
Now, all that
but, uh-huh. when you saw the first white man come to your house, trade.
And I had rug, and I make rug, you know,
grass
rug.
Oh, grass rug.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know white man could not come up, you know, far home. And springtime, some white man come up to my room. Stop our place, and I had the rug. I go on the bed. I hide.
Did you take your rug under the bed with you?
No, he's up there. Mama, daddy, here, you know.
Uh-huh.
White man wanted to buy that one.
Oh, he wanted to buy the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He bought it all right.
Uh-huh.
They got tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they bought, that's what I was going to ask you. What was he trading?
Tobacco.
Tobacco.
You know, sweet, what's it called? Not leaf tobacco.
The plug tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh. What was he wanting when he the trader came with the tobacco, and what other things beside the rug was he interested in buying?
I don't know.
I just wondered.
I was in under,
surely
under the bed hiding. You know.
He didn't come under the bed to trade. You know. Well, I just wondered what he was interested
we
in.
We used to hide, you know.
You can write.
We used to hide, you know, my cousin Lee. One time and some boat come, we hide in the, we go up the bushes inside, we go to another place.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Were you startled to see the white man, or were you afraid of him, or?
You know, we afraid of
you
him.
You were afraid
uh-huh.
of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why? Because he was
different
colored,
kind of people.
Just different kind of people.
Uh-huh.
Strange to them.
Uh-huh.
And they may have heard a few stories, too, that...
Well, they used to fight with the Indians that came
right.
from the interior, and they probably figured they're similar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, coming
only
from
we
same,
had
story. You know, some invaders like or something.
Mm-hmm. We had story how white men come camp, winter camp on the Puyuhuila.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fall time, everybody come to winter camp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, white man come.
One white man.
Waiting, Simulus couldn't understand, he can't understand them.
Right.
Simulus hop him anyhow. Ask him, okay, 10th house, a man's home, you know, man's house, and only everybody go sometimes dancing, you know, that place, and the wife bring the food and eat over there.
Mm.
You know.
The men lived in that dance hall.
And the white man come, then for to treat them, nice them, and give them a skin bed like them,
mm-hmm.
and then give them food like them, you know, asking more food. And I guess he did it very good right before my time,
mm-hmm.
before I passed.
Is he the one that came from San Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay, you should sing that song. They made a song. They didn't know about San Francisco, so they mm-hmm. call it Tammy Chisco. So if you, she wants to sing
oh,
it, right.
Oh, real good.
And he kept talking about San Francisco. He had come from San Francisco,
yeah.
and I guess he got wrecked or lost, or they threw him away from the whaling ships or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
He was just this one.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, she has this song.
Nakinuna, kasauna, Nakanuna samishko anga shala yokale chochame khanga anga yaga anga gaya wahaya anga gaya wahanga.
Anyway, it means, where did this white man come from? Where did this white man come from? He keeps talking about Sammy Sisko, you know.
Sammy Sisko.
Sammy Sisko. So they fed him this, is it fish?
Eskimo food.
Yeah,
fish.
Yeah, it mentions fish Eskimo and stuff like Eskimo food, but fish and oil, I guess it was. Yeah, that's what the song is about.
Then when I send the other village come from, that make him sit like he's singing that one.
Mm-hmm.
He wants some tea someplace, and instead of tea, give him a fish eggs and drink it.
Yeah, he kept talking about tea, I guess, and they didn't have any, so they gave him fish egg soup.
Now, you folks made this song up right there when the man was visiting. You made the song then?
Wake up before he comes.
Later. Later. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything that happened years ago, they made a song about it. There was no books.
So this was later that they made the song.
After he was there, yes.
Long time ago, mm-hmm. And a long time ago that man come, I didn't know much even. Mm-hmm.
But they had no way of writing things down. So everything that happened, they sung a song about it, and then they memorized these songs, and everybody sang these different songs. It was like a story, so what do you call it? How would you say
everybody
that?
Everybody nice to him, hug him, feed him, and give him again back, you know. Mm-hmm.
Let
him stay in the man's home, you know.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
Nice to me, anyhow. Naturally.
Well, what did you wear most of the time long ago before the
wedding? Skin, everything.
What kind?
Squirrel skin inside, and deer skin, a fawn skin outside, and the skin. Seal skin, muckluck, and even a pair of pear.
Like leotards, they made some of the skin for the women. One piece, you know, that went from down below up to the hips.
Mm-hmm. And fancy muckluck top, you know, pretty one that time. Kamichungahat, we call them.
Did you get those animals all around in that area, or did you have to trade for those skins, or where'd the skins come from?
Timbalat get them. Okay. Camp.
Like the deer and everything? Were they in there?
Deer, not reindeer. Real deer, long time ago.
Caribou.
Caribou. Oh, good.
Yeah. Everything, seal skin, caribou skin, nothing else, you know. After white man come, we have them.
Calico.
Shoes and everything.
Did you like it? How come you traded for these other things from the white man, the calico?
Some trader come, you know. Trader come.
Trader.
And I take the guy to store after a while, you know. After Silver Mine working and Molly working for dishwasher, you know, for man. So I take the working and cooking. Then we got married afterwards. And that week store, Gullivan Root House.
I remember some of the trades that they used to trade long ago. Tell her what, when you took down mucklucks and stuff, what you got for an empty can of coffee.
Empty can, milk can, $3, skin, seal skin, and coffee can, white fox.
Just an empty can.
They had to trade skin?
Uh-huh. Yes. A seal skin for an empty milk can and white fox for an empty coffee
can. And you know, weasel, white skin. Mm-hmm. One calico, cheap kind of calico, not from Ralph Parker.
Ermine weasel.
Ermine
weasel. Doesn't make you very proud of our... people that came in, does it?
Well, now, were these the Russians or Americans or what?
Americans. These are the ones that settled at Gallatin, the trading post at Galvin in the early days.
I just, before that, and the Russian used to come treat the tobacco or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We not living road close, traveled close to up there, you know. We living in a point that mm-hmm. we don't know much, you know.
Mm-hmm. They could at least have given you a full coffee can instead of empty one.
But that John Dexter, he got that kind of woman. So we didn't want to get rich, you know. We work hard at doing it good. One calico pocket up to here, and short pair, one calico pocket.
Two pair of mufflers, one up to the knees and one to above the ankle for enough material for a calico parky.
Good work too, good sewing. And yeah.
That took hours and hours of work.
Anyhow, I'm both all right now, but everything okay now. Hard time, long time ago, lots of time, starvation.
You should tell them how they, years ago, they would follow the ice up to Nome, your family, and tell them about how they got lost. Tell them that old story about the witch doctors and stuff, remember? Tell them how you started. Remember you went hunting for sea along the coast, following up the ice? And Kirk to Deep
Gore? Yeah. We live in Rocky Point, you know. Nome, you know Nome?
Yeah.
We used to, Timura used to follow ice and hunting, you know. And clear to Nome, Cape Nome. After Timura finished, after they come back and stop and cry on the creek, eat some eggs.
They used to get
up eggs.
And
I come home and put some in the pook, some up in the and eat and pour it and put it in the oil, you know, keep them that way.
You boil the eggs first? The myrrh eggs?
Myrrh eggs, you know.
And then to keep them, you put the boiled egg
in
the seal oil poke, in the poke.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her what you call a myrrh, an akpa.
Akpa. Akpa. Myrrh. And, you know, sea parrot?
Yeah, sea parrot.
Sea parrot, right.
Atikpuk.
Atikpuk. Now that's what we call the puffin?
Yes, I thought that'd be good for years to come.
My little sea girls, you know. Ease it.
Kittiwake seagull.
And big sea girls in New York.
The big seagull.
New York. I'll go around and I'm a York.
Well, anyway, you were going up the coast following the ice.
Oh, you're in. Anyhow, we go up to Father Nome, Cape Nome, at that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One time, we was up there, big wind come, hunters in ice, you know.
Hunters were out there.
Took them, and everybody thought they're not going to come back no more. Finally, we stopped there. They would ask him, look for him. I go to Tan's house too. I'm not very big one, you know. I just don't care. I see what's going to happen. We go to Tan's house and came to Tan's house, you know. That man put the water in a bucket.
Put water in a bucket?
Wooden bucket.
A wooden
water.
Bucket.
And the door, I used to watch to know what's going to happen. Playing it, and I started singing that song. And
you want to sing that song?
Wanga leto ka kinang langa, kalunga rakot kinang langa, ayaya, 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 wanga leto langa, ayaya. That's someone?
He says, I want to see too, Let me see what's happened to these
hunters.
People, those hunters.
Mm-hmm. I do come.
And he went around the barrel. She said,
this was the medicine man.
Yeah, the medicine man. Mm-hmm. He walked around this.
He looked at bucket and started to came around. Looked at bucket and put it to me. He said, yeah, then for Atlantic on Peter and Solomon and that. I said, George Creek. Sure enough, then what he can tell me now. You know, everything working. You know, they want to make him work. Don't think they is going to make him work and believe it. That's all. I not believe it, too. That's me.
Well, did they find the man at this point then?
Yeah, they were there.
They were there at this point where the medicine man's in the skin boot.
Skin boot. Opened the man. My brother, two of them together, with them, you know. Yeah. So in the week, you see him in the water, in the bucket.
Well, you know, that's interesting. Now, he watched the water in the bucket for his vision, and you know, the modern day fortune teller looks in the crystal ball.
Oh, yes, I love it.
Water makes one hand,
that's how you got
Down there. Yeah, then we're at the landing down there between George Creek and Solomon.
I mean, the witch doctor was watching in the water while to predict the man
right.
He was landing. The wind had come up and blown so hard from the north that they thought they were all blown out to sea and lost, and they never came back.
Never come back
and after, I don't know, 3 days or whatever it was, they got worried about them, and they got the witch doctor to see if they were all right or what happened to them. And that's how he happened to
What is your name? What was the Eskimo name for the witch doctor?
Anetko.
Say it again.
Anetko.
Thank you. You want a pause, or do you want to keep on?
Oh, no.
Keep on. Okay, fine.
No,
that's fine. Yeah, that's good.
I forgot tuna. I can tuna.
Nothing. We were just talking about this visiting.
That's right. We're just visiting.
This is better this way, if it's just visiting, because we can listen to what you're saying, you know, and ask questions that we don't quite understand answers for.
But now.
Oh, tell about the airplanes, the first airplanes that came along and how these people
heard. You know, I knew they were coming. My husband read in the newspaper. And a plane gonna come.
Those five, remember that went.
The first plane
that came through Alaska mapping the country, the geological survey or whatever it was that came, that flew in those.
And we call picking berries and then with a little one, you know, three of them. I all took them and sometimes leave them. Anyhow, we can pick and berries and we come home, we had eaten home, and I started to make her little dress, machine, you know.
Treadle machine.
I hear noise. I just, here come, I guess. I come out here, see three of them, blind and numb. Now my husband, he working down mining, you know. He didn't know what happened. He thought in some boat come, maybe whistle.
He heard the plane in the rocks, you know. The hum of it, and he had never heard a plane before. So he was listening in the rocks, you know, trying to figure out where
one
that
Norman, came from. One Norman thinking, where is kind of Mrs. Egil, you know. She heard him. But she picked up in the note, say the knoll, you know. His little knoll. And she picked around here. She didn't know where she... Why didn't the fella look up?
Well, tell her what she thought was in that noise.
She thought in the summer in the noise in that noise.
Oh, she thought
devil.
The noise was underground, surely.
Yeah.
Well, now, did your husband get to see the plane, or was he down in the mine and missed it?
He's down in the mine.
He didn't get to see it?
He seen it.
Oh, he thought it came.
Gold mine. And tell about this other people at Kogepi's.
Two bullets in Solomon. And Kutugin and Appa, who hunting. Not very far from Solomon, you know. Then what I hear is noise. That other fella said to other fella, John up, Kutugin, I guess, John Appa, over my head.
Over my head.
He hear it in noise.
He thought he had a headache. You know, that would
That's
be quite
smart.
An experience, wouldn't
yes.
it? Not to know anything about it. Now, of course, her husband had read about it. He knew about such. But imagine these people never having heard of a thing like that.
Well, now they could read, though, and they had
paper.
Her husband was an Englishman who came over to mine. Her husband
he
was not
mine, though. He got mine down for the far the locker.
Yes. And where does paper come from then?
Well,
nothing?
No, he got the overseas Daily Mail all the time.
From where?
From England.
He came in on the boat.
Came in on the boat.
How many months, years later, or 6 months, or?
Let's see. From the fall, they didn't get, after freeze-up, you know, they didn't get any more papers till June. Until after the, in the 20s, I guess it was, where they started running the dog teams up and down, you know, they appropriated money and stuff, and they started little short hauls, you know. One fellow took the mail, like, from Nome to Galway, then someone else met him there with a dog team and took it to Moses Point, Uniclete or somewhere, and someone met him there, and relaying. And this other fellow, he was gone a week. See, he'd go down there, and then he'd go back up to Nome. And back down again. It would take him a week, you know, going up and back by the time.
Even killed that man.
And everyone sent, like, little orders with him as a rule, you know. So he had all 20 bucks. The rule, 15 to 24 dogs, depending on how much mail he had. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he had
two spends. I'm a bunch of dogs, you know.
I have a picture that I took. He had 24 dogs then. Sometimes he'd come over to the house, the sled would tip over, you know, on the rough ice, and he couldn't ride it again, so he'd walk up and get up to help him, or my
sometimes he'd come over, eat with
right, I'll bet he came over to eat with you.
He had to come over here to him, Hill Mountain, you know. He's our friend, Pete Conson. This is Conson, my friend, good friend of mine. He's all gone. Everybody died except me. What happened?
You're just too good.
Oscar. Last time I can't understand my side. I'm living. Everybody died.
You just took real good care of yourself. You learned what to do with that flower.
Maybe you're supposed to tell your story, you know. We want to get...
Your life story is what she means, what happened, different things. She means...
That's why we...
Yes, before you lived so long so that you could record it and get it written down and everything so other people would know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How did you meet your husband, Grandma?
You were sick, weren't you, that time?
I was sick in some woman. He heard us seeking down Brooklyn. I met Governor Rocky Point. He come down, talk to him, and give us medicine.
They couldn't walk. They were stuck in bed with a bad attack of what they thought was rheumatism.
Rupin to Mrs. Rupin. He come down Brooklyn to Rocky Point, give us medicine. That way I acquainted him.
And the... she wasn't terribly young then those days. You know. I'm not sure, but any grown anyway. And he had tomatoes, didn't he?
He beat me tomatoes. Tomatoes, I don't want to eat it no more.
Well, that's the first time you had eaten the tomatoes?
Yeah,
we had a cake. Oh, and
it was sour. Some kind of food or
well, he was taking because of the vitamin C.
He kind of... He can look on electrolytic people.
Yes, he had a medical book that his cousin had given him. One of his cousins was a doctor, so he
somebody
had given him this medical book when he was coming to Alaska so he could take care of himself. And we left it at Bluff when I got married, and it was lost. But he used to go by that, and it was real good. It's not like a first aid book. It told you what to do, you know, first aid book. Just wait till a doctor comes, you know. But this other... told you more or less what you should try to do.
So he fed you the tomatoes.
Yeah.
And did everyone get over this rheumatism or whatever?
We had all right. Mrs. Rupin, I think he's helping us. That's why I acquainted him. And he living in Bluff. We living down the Rocky Point, all up and around, you know.
You want to stop for just a Just a little.
And we used to, we had wooden dishes, you know.
Yes.
No cup, nothing, nothing. Only wood plate, you know, bucket. We take that plate and go to house to house. Just like trick-or-treat.
Just like trick-or-treat.
Exactly. After a while, the town started dancing. Just like Christmas, you know.
Starts the dancing.
A present.
Well, now, was this done at a particular time, Grandma?
Uh-huh. Fall time. Certain month, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't.
In the fall time.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Just like trick-or-treat. Yeah.
Yeah, trick-or-treat, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just like Christmas. Afterwards, you know, keep present everybody.
Present.
Freedom. Uh-huh. Feed them everybody.
And this was in a wooden bowl that you
uh-huh,
took for
uh-huh,
your
uh-huh,
for your gift.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if they did not give you a treat, what kind of trick did you play?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that
no,
part.
No.
Well, the youngsters now don't either.
I tell you, a long time ago, very poor people, except
yes.
a few of them. My grandpa, Tim Wilson, I guess the best fish. The Pigou's a good hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Got urich long time
He's
ago.
A good hunter,
Good
did.
Hunter, mm-hmm. urich, nothing else at
uh-huh.
all.
A good hunter meant he was rich. That's
right.
what you think.
Right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, it would be, because the good hunter would bring in
uh-huh.
everything that you
uh-huh.
needed, because you
uh-huh.
had the food and your clothing right there from
uh-huh.
the skin.
Uh-huh.
So that you would be rich if you were a good hunter.
Skin.
Yes.
Skin, bed, and nothing else. We used in
Christmas. Well, they didn't have Christmas. They didn't know about Christmas yet.
Well, that was before missionaries
right.
then.
No, sure, okay. This was before...
When
this was
when she was young.
Well, maybe she can tell us when the missionaries started.
Well, I thought we would tell
later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have just a bite, I think, and we'll...
Everybody, you know...
Didn't care about
it. Didn't care about me, you know, but I sat down, pretty soon some lady come. I said... I got two friends and work here. Yay, I look from right away. Put it on outcome. Take me home. I mean, hopefully here.
Mm-hmm. From the airport. You were out at the airport?
I was thinking I'm not going to leave, you know. I put it on my way to come. I have two friends and here working. Why I look from right away?
Yeah, right away it was.
I come right away, took me in here, she was in, she looked for me too, you know.
Oh, you were away out looking for her, and she was
at the airport.
And she was home.
he took me down.
How'd they do that?
Home.
Well, her grandson worked for Wien Airlines,
uh-huh.
and she was there. And she said that she had grandchildren who were there, and they went around and found the grandchildren. They brought her home, and Edna was out looking for her.
Yeah. You know, that's okay. My husband invited them. Rich people full of working. I got a little trout. I cooked it and he come eat with us. It was a very good enough stuck up.
Mm-hmm.
My rich.
And you served him fresh trout.
Little one.
Little mountain trout.
Trout.
Oh. How did you fix the trout?
Fried.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I was frying, you know, I never boiled it.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Little beautiful.
That was, you know, later on. Not
just later.
Oh, surely.
Yeah.
Oh, back of bluff is the regular stream. It go about 6 miles. There's brook trout, salmon trout, grayling, whitefish, and a little further down, the salmon comes up.
Very good trout down here. I feared everything. Tasting.
Yeah.
I guess and eat must be eat much.
Well, down there the streams are clear.
Rock bottom.
Right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Clear water come from mountain.
Well, if they have all those fish around there, it's easy to see why they were settled there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why the Eskimos settled there
where she was at Rocky Point. They had fish camp. Yeah, fish camp, and they had a little stream where they could get the trout, and they had berries on the hillside,
uh-huh.
whale, seal,
uh-huh.
in the water in front, you
uh-huh.
know.
Sometimes tomcod even come.
Yeah, tomcod.
Uh-huh.
Birds on the cliffs, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, lots of bees on here.
Did you climb up the cliffs for the bird eggs?
Not tough.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. He had a spoon. It was like, a little wire hook, you know, a little circle hook, and then the cloth put around it, so it's like a little...
a butterfly net.
Yeah, soup ladle almost,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
And she put that on, about 20, 30 feet, I guess it's 30, maybe 50 feet. It was just an awful long thing. And she'd stand on the edge of the cliff, and she'd take that man, hold it over, and roll these eggs into that little net thing, and then pull it up, you know. And the murder, if you took their eggs every other day, they would lay another until July, the middle of July, and then they'd quit. But for a month, they would do that. So she had several spots where she'd stop and get these eggs and kept fresh eggs.
Yes, all of them.
And they weren't, I don't know, they don't build a nest. They just lay them on the rocks. And the ravens would steal the eggs, too, from the MERS.
Pipe them up and be buried up and some of them, I don't know, foxes did take.
Didn't you lose some when you were rolling them into your net?
Not many, many.
Few of them, that's
all. Mosty do, not real.
Well, when you were getting the eggs, did the MERS bother you?
No, they didn't. No.
Uh-huh. I thought maybe they might object to your.
No. They're very peaceable.
Enough to warm.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I join myself. Thank you. Why are you doing a night? Why are you doing? I don't know how come.
Now, we didn't know what that was. Most of the time, you see the people in church tape her at times, you know, her singing or her talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't enjoy it so much, she said, but today, for some reason, she's enjoying it.
Well, good.
I know that someone asked him about translation, one of them, not all of them.
I was going to tell you something. When the missionaries came, they wouldn't let you sing the old native songs, would they?
Yeah.
That's something I wanted you to tell us about, Grandma. I know that your church means a lot to you, and I wanted you to tell us when you first knew about the church and about the religion of the white man. Would you tell us about that? The missionaries coming.
Missionaries first come, the people didn't like them.
Uh-huh.
Didn't like them. I don't know why. And finally, two princes, you know, we didn't go to mission. We go to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Down Caravan, long time ago.
And tell them how they wouldn't let you sing your old song. Tell them why. They tell you they were...
Thinking the devil work, you know.
It was the devil's work.
Uh-huh. Singing, you know.
So she would go off and sing them anyway by herself. But so she remembered that a lot of them wouldn't even sing them.
But the songs like you sang for us on this tape,
that
those were just ballad types. It wasn't anything to do with
us singing in film in a church,
No. Now the missionaries would let them sing translated hymn songs, but not their own songs. And
in the church?
No, any place. It was forbidden.
That's the way
they kept their stories and history, you know, by singing these old songs.
Mm-hmm. But it just sounds
it doesn't sound right.
Well, it isn't right, but that was the way it was done.
It was.
Uh-huh. That they couldn't sing anything except to translate
it. Hymn songs, yeah. Uh-huh.
But the tunes are different even. I mean,
I know. That's why they...
That's like stifling a whole civilization.
Well, it is.
She knows a few of the songs that...
few of them, not all of them.
That they used to sing before the white men came.
Mm-hmm. I do the Eskimo song I heard. That's Eskimo song, not English.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want to sing them one, like... to sing one just for fun.
Okay. I like that.
Just before the white man came song.
Pagane, ya 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 ha na, ya 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 ha na ya na.
Now, Grandma, would you tell us what it's about, what the song is about? Could you?
He found a girl at the top of the canyon.
Top of a little knoll or something. He found a girl up there.
Oh!
Wow! That's right. He didn't want me.
Another one for Damien. Damien's song. He found something in the top. No rock. In the... Na ne me ha to wa khle he yo ne no ka 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 nga na ka yo ne yo yo ne yo ngo ha yang e ye yang e ka yo ne na ne me ha to wa khle yo ne no ka 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 nga na ka yo I can sing in the every All over.
Now that was a Diomede song.
No comment.
Now what was that one about?
He found something mountain top.
He found something on the mountain top.
And she has a kind of a fable. I guess it's more like Aesop's fables, but it's in the Eskimo about a mouse. You want to tell them that? Would that?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. Yeah. Let's hear your old
mouse. Is it for draw for starlight? I mean.
A funny one.
Yeah. I think that'd be good. Sometimes Jimmy might hear some of these
funny
things.
One.
That's all right. That's
fine. Mm. I forgot to even tell him. Oh, a long time ago, he was in skin. He cut the skin for windows.
Cut the skin for the windows.
Skylight.
Sealed skin inside the skin. Throw them up and screw it.
The intestine.
And put them. Cup around it and find the bridge and the longest rock hold it down all over them. Put something in a make them hold it not steady this way, just put something in inside to hold it tight, for them make not noise.
So rattle around.
That's
a story.
Oh,
that's good.
Wonderful. Go
I like
small.
That. No, that's all I can tell.
No.
There's a mouse, close to that.
Skylight
window got broken pieces, fall down.
Fell through a hole.
And he landed in something like that,
halfway
up that skin dense house. He stayed overnight. Next morning, he looked down, very long way down. Finally, he did it. He landed through. And sleep too.
Stayed overnight again.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the mouse?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, he saw that door around during the dance house,
The doorway.
Around during the dance house, and it came out dance house around door.
Uh-huh.
And he looked down, falls down again. He's sleeping, and wake up, and he saw a big light out there. Just like standing right there now.
Mm-hmm.
Sanfima. He got in the fire. He got scared and finally tried and he said, squat, squat in the goat. He thought he was going to squat.
Scorched.
Oh,
yeah.
He make it. Oh, I guess I better go to fight them great big root beach, He grew over there, I found him, fight it, he got tired, flew down. Wake up in a whole piece of rotten piece of wood.
It's a little rotten piece of wood. Wasn't a great big stump,
Oh.
And like his sunbeam, he thought was a fire, just a sunbeam, see? And then she has some more.
Yeah, what room with me? I better go over. I crossed that and... Big lake, can't see the other side even.
Can't see the other side of the lake.
Too big. He go where they found it. He started cross that lake. After crossing the other side, he looked like that man track a little while in it.
Man footprint.
Oh.
Still
oh.
Man, she says, I better go over, cut that in the sky. Post.
Post is holding up the sky.
Oh.
And he go over there, he make long tunnel from some, you know, he can go in and safe.
Made a tunnel first. When the sky falls down, he run in the tunnel.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyhow, he make long tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And after he thought he did enough, and he started cut out in the sky hole, you know, okay, for a post. And after started falling, going out there, heavy terrible noise out there. After he quit, and he started go out very slowly. You know them big leaves?
Yeah, those kind of leaves that stick up with a big leaf.
Yeah.